Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Now, Vem Tassim and Aleph, the Gemara here brings a Shiloh, Boyer Papa Chafin Chaveiro, even Isla Secha Fanov Mahu. Kain Gadol is supposed to do Chafina, he's supposed to take with his handfuls, two handfuls of Kateris, and that's Chafina, and he puts it into a kaf, he brings it into the Kaidish Kadashim, puts it back into his handfuls, Chayzev, Chayzev, Chayfin, and do the Ketarius. The Shaila is, what if someone else did the Chafina and put it into his Kafna? And how does the Gemara explain the Shaila? It says, V'lokach m'loya mach d'gach le'ish me'al mizbeach m'fnei Hashem u'm'loya Kafna v'Ketarius sam d'ak v'hevi v'es l'pareches. So is it m'loya Kafna v'hevi? Or is it v'lokach v'hevi? In other words, the v'lokach, is it only going on the m'loya machta? And the m'loya Kafna means m'loya Kafna v'hevi. He takes the Malaya Machtagach Le'esh, or Malaya Chavna Ve'hevi, and Malaya Chavna also he brings. But there's no Din Lekicha on the Malaya Chavna. And if that's true, so if his friend takes it, it's good enough. Or no, V'lokach is going on the Malaya Chavna also. Teku, the Gemara blames the Teku. So the Chayyid Gemara is Mavur, that if V'lokach is going on the Malaya Chavna also, if someone else takes it and puts it to his hand, that's not called V'lokach. So by Lulav, it says, well, Kachtam Lechem. And the Achrayim speak about the Bikur Yankov, famous Shaila from the Bikur Yankov. Bikur Yankov, the Baal Aruch Lener, at the end of Simon Tafresh Nun Beis, said he had a Shaila. Let's say someone picks up a Lulav in Esreg before Leiser Shachar, and he's still holding it after Leiser Shachar. Is he Mekai in the Mitzvah's Lulav in Esreg? Do you say, yeah, he's holding it after Leiser Shachar, it's good. Or do you say, no? Where do you do his lekicha? Or lekachtem, it says. And lekachtem has to be b'yayim. The lekicha means he has to pick it up. He has to take it. He never took it. So he says, he brings a raya, because since the Gemara says that mida agbe nafik be, the Gemara didn't have a case where he could be holding it and not be yaitzah with it, they might have to find different cases. Right? Why don't you say that he picked it up before Leiser Shachar? Why says he's yaitzah? That's a Bikur Yankov maskana. But a lot of G'day Le'achrenim speak about it. There was an interesting ma'aseh brought in the Sefer Machne Chayim. The Rabbi Nega, Rabbi Kimega's son, Chassam Sefer's brother-in-law, came to the place of Chassam Sefer, and he gave a drasha, and in the drasha he explained that if someone was holding it, came out in the middle of the pilpul, that if someone's holding Lulav and Esreg before Leiser Shachar, he's Yetzah, even though he never picked it up. And Chassam Sefer asked him, do you mean that Halacha L'maaseh? It was just the pilpul. He said, Halacha L'maaseh. So I disagree. I think he's not Yetzer. And they started arguing about it. Because I'm safe, he's not Yetzer. Bikur Yankov said Yetzer. And also interesting, Rav Shlomo HaKayin, one of the great Rabbanim from Vilna, his older brother, Btzal HaKayin, was also from the great Rabbanim. But he has a Chuvus Binyan Shlomo. He says his brother, Btzal HaKayin, told him, Rav Sol Salanta Paskin, that if someone's holding the Lulav before Leiser Shachar, he's still holding it, he's not Yetzer. Like the Chassam Sefer, not like Rabbi Nega, not like Bikur Yankov. And the Bsal HaKayin also agreed. Rabbi Shlomo HaKayin didn't know that way. He was mefalpel about it. So Chazon Ish mentions it. A lot of Achrayim discuss it. Rabbi Lazar Moshe, in his Chuvus Ohel Moshe, Rabbi Lazar Moshe Horowitz from Pinsk, he talks about the Barichos and the Netziv and Meshav Davar. Now a lot of them bring this Gemara. There's this Gemara and also Gemara in Zvachim Yedalad. That this Gemara state that if you need v'lokach, if v'lokach is going on Malay Chafna, so Chafna Chaveir doesn't work. Stating them, that l'kicha means you have to take it. If your friend takes, it's no good. Even if now you're holding it in your hands, but you have to pick it up, you have to take it. Holding your hands is not called taking it. As I break it from the Gemara, there's also a Gemara in Zvachim that says v'lokach ha'kayin is damit v'etzboi v'nosan al-kayin is v'zmeach v'zmeach or whatever, that it says if a kaif would come and take the dam and put it onto his finger, it wouldn't work. Why? Even though it's on his finger, it's not v'lokach. As I tain is a. So what's the answer? What's the tchiv in this Gemara? So most of the Achrayim Mu'adecha say that there's a difference. Here, the chafina is an avayda. That's what means v'lokach. V'lokach means it's an avayda called chafina. Avayda has been done by the Kayin Gadol. If another Kayin does it, so you're missing the avayda chafina. There's an avayda of tefillas etzba. It's an avayda. It's part of the avayda. There's no avayda of picking up the lulav. Holding the lulav, that's the main thing. The Netziv in Meshav Davar, and he says it here also, Rav Meir Sada, he says a little different. He says a completely different knetch. No, that's not the word. The word is If someone has his hands out and something's in his hand, that's not called a lakicha. He didn't take it. He's holding it. He didn't take it. But when you hold a lulav, you're grabbing it. Your hands are around it, but even that if you weaken your grip, it's going to fall. It's not just a nice kli that happens to be in your hands. You're the pile putting pressure on it to hold it. That's called the lakicha. That's what he says about davar pashut. And no shayla v'chal. Lakicha doesn't mean picking it up from the ground. Lakicha means taking. If you're holding it, if your hand is around it, ba'ifin, that if you would relax your grip, it will fall. That's called lakicha. That's what he ties. What ties the rise? Here, you're just holding your hand out and it happens to be in your hand. You're not doing anything. You're not actively holding it. Then became a klayin ashayla. But if you're actively holding it with tight in its zimavada, that would work.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.